1,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98 Q Country.
100,000. That many? 100,000. Still, okay. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. New stuff. I had some help. News is coming up next here in your morning show.
Preston, the first 2024 presidential debate is set for tonight in Atlanta. ABC Stephen Portnoy has more on some of the rules.
The two lecterns are spaced just 8 feet apart. The 90-minute debate will feature two commercial breaks. No staffers will be allowed on stage. A two-minute answer to each question will be followed by a one-minute rebuttal and then a response to that rebuttal. CNN has agreed to mute the microphone of the candidate who isn't recognized to speak. By a coin toss, it's been determined that Biden will give the first two-minute closing statement and Trump will have the last word.
Boeing is being sanctioned by U.S. investigators for sharing information about a federal investigation into the door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight back in January. The NTSB says Boeing blatantly violated regulations by providing non-public information to the media and for speculating about possible causes of the blowout. Pre-4th of July holiday travel, crowded time in the skies. TSA says it expects today to be the busiest travel day so far this year. This is ABC News. In August. An apparent coup stopped in Bolivia. One of the country's generals arrested after armored vehicles rammed into the doors of the government palace. Telehealth may soon be taking a step into a new dimension with holograms. ABC's Danny New takes a look.
Crescent Regional Hospital in North Texas just debuted technology called the HoloBox. It's originally from the Netherlands, stands at more than 7 feet tall, and allows doctors to visit their patients with a method a little more three-dimensional than a telehealth Zoom. This could be for pre-op, post-op, or even in the emergency room. In theory, the logistical benefit could help America's increasing problem with wait time. A survey conducted in the last few years found that the average wait time is 26 days for a new patient in certain metropolitan areas.
Three women in North Carolina have been arrested in a string of baseball bat thefts. In one case, they snatch the bats from a sporting goods store by hiding them under their skirts. The bats worth more than $6,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin food prices are remaining stable despite a national increase. According to the latest informal Wisconsin Farm Bureau Market Basket survey, the total cost of 12 food items used to host a summer cookout for 10 totaled $66.38, down 0.5% from last year's state average. Broken down by plate, the cost of a summer cookout in Wisconsin remains less than $7 per person. The same survey conducted on the national level by the American Farm Bureau totaled $71.22, which is 5% higher than last year's national average, the highest national average since the survey was initiated in 2013. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Senior Director of Public Relations, Cassie Sonnentag, said, quote, "While we witnessed several price fluctuations across the items included in the Summer Market Basket survey, the overall price in Wisconsin remained relatively stable from 2023. Wisconsin's diverse agricultural industry lends itself to affordable food prices due to the availability and proximity to many of the survey's items," end quote. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Draft. The Bucks picked A.J. Johnson, a 19-year-old guard from California who was offered to play at Texas but chose the Pro League in Australia.
No, I loved my time in Australia, just playing with professionals at an early age and just picking their brains, you know, seeing what they do to be great professionals and stuff like that. I just felt like that was just really good for my development on and off the court, and I had great guys that I was with, so it made it so much, like, a lot more fun.
Bucks GM John Horst.
He's growing up playing against pros, which I think is great for him.
Round two of the draft is tonight. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after sweeping the Rangers with a 6-5 win in extra innings. Andrew Monasterio to left field to drive in the winning run in the 10th.
The team pulls for him. He understands his role. I mean, it's great for someone like that to pick everybody up.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's a peek at tomorrow, Friday's Price County Senior Dining Menu. They'll be serving up turkey subs tomorrow with lettuce, tomato, cheese on that too. You've got broccoli cheese soup and marinated veggies along with fruit. Locations are in Park Falls, Brantwood, Kennan, Ogama, and Phillips. More information, give them a call. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Discover County Line Station, Highway 70, your convenient one-stop between Fifield and Minocqua. Open daily from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., even weekends. They got live bait, tackle, snacks, groceries, and a liquor selection with wines. Fueled up with all grades, including premium and diesel. Check out specials like Stern's Life Jackets, now 10% off. Don't miss the 4th of July fireworks. Coney Line Station is also a full-service DNR licensing agent for fishing, hunting, ATV, UTV, and trail passes, DMV license plate renewals, and offers lottery tickets, propane exchange, and firewood. Visit them at Highway 70 West in Monaco, Wisconsin, the essential stop for summer road trips.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Summer is buzzing by, but the fun is just getting started at the Park Falls Public Library. On Wednesday, June 26th at 1 p.m., there will be Adventures in the Library with Julie D, where you learn about the countries of Kenya and Japan. On Thursday, June 27th at 10:30 a.m., there will be The Magic of Isaiah with magician Isaiah Foster. And on Friday, June 28th at 1 p.m., will be the Pokemon Kids Club. So bring your cards to share or trade and take your chance at a Pokemon battle.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q. Country.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Some scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The zebra mussels are in a lot of lakes in the upper Midwest, and this means crystal clear waters. How does that affect fishing? It affects a lot, and I'll tell you why, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Zebra mussels do clean up the water, and in lakes the zebra mussels have really taken hold, the water is crystal clear. How does this affect fishing? Well, it means that you have to make longer casts and use lures that are very, very close to what is the forage base, and you have to use a line that is very invisible, and you have to make sure that if you're using live bait, it is very active. These are just some of the things that you're going to have to deal with if you decide to fish in one of these lakes where the zebra mussels have created very clear water. So fluorocarbon line makes a really good leader from any of the line that you're using from the spool. And that's an invisible line. And in clear water, that's good. Long casts, you bet. Because clear water means those fish that are close to your boat are going to definitely be a little bit leery of whatever you're presenting to them. And lures that look like what they're eating, well, that's imperative. Because it needs to look just like what they're feeding on, or they're not going to hit it. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Outdoor News is brought to you on 98Q by J&A Services.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
country.
Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up.
guitar and my dark sunglasses. This weak concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, feeling all right.
Up loud, red wine, blue
just keeps she keeps going. She just keeps making song after song after song, and it they keep being hits. And she just is she the queen of country music? Lainey Wilson is kind of the popular new female artist now, but Carrie Underwood is has been around, and she just again keeps cranking out the hits. Your local catkin shelter, they've got a featured pet of the week this week, Spirit. Spirit is a one-year-old hound mix who came to Catkins as a stray. And is just a very loyal little boy. Well, not so little, but he's not a huge dog. So if you're looking for a dog that, you know, maybe take a walk with him, looks like he'd have maybe a little bit of energy for you, and it would probably sprawl across your lap on the couch. Check out Spirit, catkinsanimalrescue.org. And they've got cats, dogs available for adoption. He's about 50 pounds. He is, you know, not huge, not, you know, big enough. So that's pretty cool. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. I wish I could see the picture. Well, you go to Catkins' Facebook page, you'll see the picture there. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. Stay tuned to the morning show. We've got some fun stuff coming up related to Catkins as we get into the fall months here. Very excited to be doing something with them. So more details to come. Birthdays. If you have a birthday or anniversary, we'd like to wish that person a happy day and then give them a chance to win the cake. We give away a free cake every Friday. Courtesy of the Super One Bakery Department. 715-762-3221. You can always email us your birthdays, anniversaries ahead of time. WCQM@civicmedia.us. We'll get to our celebrants after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first 2024 presidential debate is set for tonight in Atlanta. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more on some of the rules.
The two lecterns are spaced just 8 feet apart. The 90-minute debate will feature two commercial breaks. No staffers will be allowed on stage. A two-minute answer to each question will be followed by a one-minute rebuttal and then a response to that rebuttal. CNN has agreed to mute the microphone of the candidate who isn't recognized to speak. By a coin toss, it's been determined that Biden will give the first two-minute closing statement and Trump will have the last word.
Boeing is being sanctioned by U.S. investigators for sharing information about a federal investigation into the door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight back in January. The NTSB says Boeing blatantly violated regulations by providing non-public information to the media and for speculating about possible causes of the blowout. Pre-4th of July holiday travel, crowded time in the skies. TSA says it expects today to be the busiest travel day so far this year. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents about utility scammers. Scammers may impersonate water, electric, and gas company representatives, threatening residents and business owners with deactivation of service if they don't pay up immediately. Imposters will typically contact customers with a phone call, text, or even a knock on the door, claiming to be a representative from a local utility company. Some things to watch for are things such as prepaid debit cards and wire transfers. If a caller specifically asks for payment by prepaid debit card, gift card, a digital wallet app, or wire transfer, this is a huge warning sign. Legitimate utility companies will often accept a check or a credit card. Also watch for pressure to pay immediately. Scammers will often press for immediate payment, typically within a short time frame under an hour. Some ways to protect against these scams include calling customer service and never allowing anyone into your home unless you have scheduled an appointment or reported a problem. It is rare that a legitimate utility company will show up unannounced and demand entry into your home. Ask utility employees for proper identification before letting them enter. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
Bucks add another guard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. First round of the NBA draft last night, and with the 23rd pick, the Bucks selected A.J. Johnson, a 6'5" guard out of California who's just 19 years old. I asked Bucks GM John Horst if this is just another prospect to add to the roster.
When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers' Andrew Monasterio comes through with an RBI single to win the game 6-5 over the Rangers yesterday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, we're happy for the team, but so happy for Mona. He's working every day. He's always got a smile. He's in a great, has a great attitude every day, so the team pulls for him.
Former Packers receiver Randall Cobb and his family narrowly escaping their Nashville home at night after a fire started in their garage, believed to be ignited by an electric charger to their Tesla. Cobb's saying they're lucky to be alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's check out some birthdays here. If you're celebrating on the 27th day of June, here are some people that get to share it with you. Ed Westwick, the British actor from TV's Gossip Girl, and J. Edgar is 47 today. We've got Khloe Kardashian, the reality TV celebrity, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She became a celebrity because she was born 40 today for Khloe Kardashian. She was married to basketball NBA player Lamar Odom for a while there. They're divorced. Tobey Maguire, the actor from The Great Gatsby, Brothers, the Spider-Man movies, and others, 49 for Tobey Maguire today. J.J. Abrams, the TV and film producer, director, and writer, either created or has helmed such hits, blockbusters, and franchises as Lost. I watched that one. That's good. Westworld. Also was responsible for Person of Interest. Star Trek, Star Wars, and Mission Impossible. So the producer has been a part of a lot of big stuff. Jeffrey Jacob J.J. Abrams, 58 today. Lori Morgan. Lori Morgan, country, speaking of country, female country legends, I think she qualifies. The daughter of country star George Morgan was also married to another artist, the late Keith Whitley. Lori Morgan is 65 today. Isabel Ajani, the actress from Ishtar and Diabolik, 69 today for Isabel Ajani. Julia Duffy, the TV actress from Newhart. She played Newhart's wife on the Newhart show, Designing Women, and the Mommies, 73 for Julia Duffy. Vera Wang, if you have to ask how much the designer's wedding dresses cost, you can't afford them. I guess that was her line. 75 for Vera Wang today, that's what it says. H. Ross Perot, oh, on the day of our first presidential debate, H. Ross Perot. Do you remember him? He ran for president back in, does it have the year here? I want to say mid-late 80s. He was a very wealthy man, very intelligent man. But I think it was one of those cases where his, just his persona and presentation was just, it was a little quirky. He was just a little quirky. I don't think he ran as an independent candidate. The Republicans and Democrats didn't want anything to do with him, or he didn't want anything to do with them. But he was famous for the half-hour infomercials that he put out when he ran for president. And he was always made fun of for his pie graphs. He would bring out like a pie graph and check out this pie graph here. He was from the South, you know, 75% of people. And he had a very unique delivery. Percentage-wise, for an independent, he did all right. So H. Ross Perot, we lost him back in 2019. Quite a unique political figure. And Bob Keeshan, Mr. Captain Kangaroo himself. If you're over the age of 50, you probably remember growing up with Sesame Street, Electric Company, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and Captain Kangaroo. It ran from 1955 through 1984. Bob Keeshan, Mr. Captain Kangaroo, born on this day, 1927. He passed in 2004.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. with UltraDeck low maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder lives up to its name. Whatever path you choose, from muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder has the capability to get you there. With seven drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent four-wheel drive is built for even the most epic journeys. Find your path with Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits due to the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
4th of July appliance savings are happening now at the Home Depot. Save up to $2,400 on select kitchen packages from brands like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Get the LG French door refrigerator with Kraft Ice to keep your summer cool. Or upgrade to the LG Smart Top Load Washer with AI that selects optimal wash motions and settings. Get up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid June 19th through July 10th. U.S. only. See store online for details. America's most reliable line of appliances per independent study.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Story.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Some scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
AQ Country.
Last night.
Russell Dickerson there, 98Q Country. We were talking earlier about my venture yesterday over the Wildwood Wildlife Park in Minocqua, and what a great day that was to experience everything that they offer. Just a great facility. And then this morning I was reading a interesting fact, all kinds of stuff I pillaged through looking for something that might interest you. And this was pretty interesting. A woolly mammoth. Now, they don't have any woolly mammoths over at the Wildwood Wildlife Park. They went extinct just a few years ago. But not as far back as you would think. When you think of a woolly mammoth, I mean, you think of Neanderthals, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago, maybe a long time ago, right? But they were around that long ago, tens of thousands of years ago. But these elephant-like mammals, the woolly mammoth, some with tusks that were up to 15 feet long, evolved hair and layers of fat to withstand frigid temperatures of the Ice Age. And they actually roamed the earth, the northern reaches of Asia, Europe, and North America. North of woolly mammoths in North America. Well, maybe you knew that. And although there are no longer woolly mammoths around, and in some cases, mummified remains are being found. Of course, you can go to museums and see skeletons of the woolly mammoths too. But these ancient beasts are not as ancient as you might think. In fact, it's estimated that the woolly mammoth, the last woolly mammoth, died about 1700 BC, some 800 years after ancient Egypt built the Great Pyramid, the Great Pyramids. So when you think of the ancient Egyptians building the Great Pyramids, you don't think of a woolly mammoth. Like, hey, is that a woolly mammoth? That's a woolly mammoth. Wandering around the earth. So as the earth, of course, began transitioning out of the last ice age some 12,000 years ago, a warming world, and eventually the woolly mammoths, of course, became extinct. But they were around more recent than you might think. I'm always fascinated. I think we are always fascinated by prehistoric looking animals. They did have a I always get alligators and crocodiles confused, but I believe it was a crocodile. They have a couple of those over at Wildwood Wildlife Park. Crocodiles, elephants. Elephants look very prehistoric. Even giraffes that they have at the Wildwood Wildlife Park. You look at those and you're just like, man, just how many thousands and thousands of years ago that they were on the planet. Those creepy little water dwellers too in the ocean. Some of those, yeah, they've been look like they've been alive for about a million years. Some of them look pretty rough. So pretty interesting stuff. And the woolly mammoth isn't as far back as you may think. We've got a news update coming up at the 9 o'clock mark tomorrow. Let's see, what do we got here? Brewers got today off today. They're well deserved after sweeping Texas. So AmFam Field will be shut down today. For Brewers, anyway, and the Cubs are coming to town. Oh, the Cubs. 7:10 Friday. 7:10 Friday, 3:10 on Saturday, and then 1:10 first pitch on Sunday. Brewers, Cubs, you got it right here all weekend long.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Monaco's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Some scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Download our app.
It's Appalicious.
And listen on your phone anytime, anywhere.
And now, it's available for everyone.
98Q Country.
Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another.